Steel manufacturers around the U.S. say the Trump administration's tariffs will let them create jobs. But on the West Coast, many ports rely on steel from Pacific Rim countries that are subject to the tariffs. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Molly Solomon takes us to a Northwest Republican stronghold that's bracing for an economic hit.
It's a normal day at the Port of Vancouver. That means by noon, piles of steel slab fill the workyard at the docks on the Columbia River. Abby Russell is the communications manager for the Port of Vancouver in Washington State. It's the second largest importer of steel products on the West Coast.
Steel is tied to about a third of our revenue, so of course we're definitely watching it very closely.
What she and other local manufacturers are watching is a 25% tariff President Donald Trump recently placed on imports. Steel. It's drawn criticism from factories, economists, and even Republican Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler. She represents Southwest Washington, a region where many counties flipped for Trump and voted Republican in 2016, some for the first time in nearly a century. In a letter to the president, Herrera Butler urged the administration to reconsider the tariffs. She says they will drive up costs for companies in nearby towns that make products from imported steel. One of them is Steelscape, a steel coating plant with facilities in Southern California and Kalama, Washington.
So these coils that are in these metal wrapping are from Australia.
Scott Cooley walks through the assembly line at Steelscape's Washington plant, where he's a vice president. Steelscape is one of three large facilities on the West Coast that are co-owned by a parent company in Asia.
None of us make our own steel, so we're totally reliant on raw materials coming in.
Steelscape turns those raw materials into components of buildings and large appliances. Cooley says the tariffs could hit his company hard and may force Steelscape to look across the Rockies for domestic steel in the Midwest. But the company says transporting steel by rail costs $65 more per ton than steel arriving by ship from Asian countries.
It's why none of the mills back east really supplied any of the mills out west.
Cooley says the impacts of the tariffs will be felt far beyond his own company.
You're talking about all the customer base that's on the West Coast that's reliant on steel produced in market. You know, if all that has to start coming from the east, I mean, it is going to cause prices to go up.
At the Port of Vancouver, longshoremen are unloading a ship from Korea that's filled with giant rectangular slabs of steel. Forklift driver Rick Anderson says for the past 3 weeks, all he's hauled is steel. And while he understands the benefits to the steel industry in Rust Belt states, he worries it will translate into layoffs for workers in the West.
We're all about putting Americans to work. We love to export more than we import. But the problem is, it's just not going to work here in the Northwest, or we don't have a supply of steel.
Anderson says that a lot of his colleagues have been on edge since the president announced the tariffs. One, he says, even decided to put off buying a home. For NPR News, I'm Molly Solomon in Vancouver, Washington.